Speaking with Charlotte Sharp Tomlinson this morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good.
Doing well.
You're one of the people behind the Canmore Movie Theater Initiative. And who else is with you?
We have people that I've roped in because I don't take no for an answer. So that would be my husband, Sean Tomlinson, and a good friend of ours, Linda.
Maybe tell us a little bit about how this started. What got you the idea to bring this to Canmore?
Well, we've always wanted to have a theater here. And unfortunately, that just didn't materialize through the course of time. So we'd been looking at it for a number of years and finally got the last bit of inspiration that we needed at a recent public forum for the Art Center. The town, of course, is trying to decide what to do with the former library building now that the multiplex is going up.
Yeah, I remember getting a call from you going like, we need to have some sort of movie theater screening thing here.
I know. It was just that final meeting because I had my eye on that library building from the moment they announced that the multiplex was being built, and had a dream of it being turned into a municipally run theater. And when I realized that was unlikely to happen, or if it was going to happen, it was going to take several years to happen, we just decided that we weren't waiting any longer.
But it sounds like you found a more suitable venue, perhaps.
I think so, actually. I mean, in hindsight, these things have a way of working out. We are really excited about the venue space that we are renting from the Solera Resort. It looks like the perfect place for a cinema in terms of the style of seating and the lighting and the sound and the projection. It has everything that we need.
And even popcorn and drinks and everything.
Popcorn and drinks, yay!
It's going to be like going to a real movie theater, isn't it?
It is a real movie theater. and that was kind of a deal breaker for us because, of course, we did look at other venues. We looked at all of our options in town and tried to figure out how we could make this work. But popcorn and beverages, that was a must have. And of course, some venues aren't able to offer that, but this one is. So
how'd this all come together in the end?
I'm actually ashamed to say that it was relatively easy once we finally said, that's it, we're doing it. And in hindsight, we maybe should have done it a long time ago. but it came together rather quickly. I mean, May 10th, we decided we were doing it. May 12th, we had the Facebook page up and started asking people, so would you come? Got a pretty good response. And it was only a couple weeks later that licenses signed with Solera, rental agreement assigned with Solera Resort, license is signed with the movie distribution company, website is up, ready to go, and here we are, July 19th, opening night.
That's excellent. Yeah, and you're opening in a big way. The response has it exceeded your expectations?
Yes. So the first show is sold out.
Yay.
7 o'clock show. We've opened up a 9:15 show of the film Bernie that we're opening with, and it is selling really well. So we're quite pleased that has happened, because now that gives us the flexibility of bringing in some other films that might have a higher price tag on them that our little 96-seat theater might not normally be able to accommodate.
Right.
You know, if we have some overflow from some more successful screenings, then we can bring in some great festivals or documentaries or other things that have a bigger price tag on them.
Now, you're never going to bring in a movie like the new Batman flick or anything like this. This is like the critically acclaimed sort of art house stuff.
Yeah, you can quote me on that. We are never bringing in anything. If it has appeared at a Cineplex, Odeon, or such, it's not happening at our theater.
Right.
No, we are bringing in stuff that either had a limited theatrical release, an art house type of stuff, festival films, documentaries. These are all of the things that we love. And some people have asked, well, how are you deciding what films you want to see? The disappointing factor is, if I don't want to see it, you might not be seeing it. That's what happens when we're paying the bill for it. So hopefully people like the films we choose. The good news is that we love all films.
Yeah.
So we're open to anything, things that push the limit, things that make you think, whatever. We'll put it up.
It sounds kind of similar to the real-time film screenings they have in Banff every month.
Yeah, and they were certainly a good inspiration, and we love when real time started. We've attended a number of those screenings. That's exactly the type of thing that we're looking at.
Okay, so tell us about the film here, Bernie. What's this all about?
I can't do it justice, honestly. You'd have to go to the website to see the trailer. Basically, it's the story of this lovely small town where there's this darling mortician, actually, who is delightful and positive and wonderful. And in the same town, there's this old shrew played by Shirley MacLaine, who everyone hates. She's a horrible person. And Bernie believes that there's light in everybody. So he befriends her, and they end up forming a relationship. This goes on for a number of years. And one day he shoots her. Now, don't worry, I'm not giving away the plot. I mean, you learn this within 10 seconds into the trailer. But what happens is the attorney in town can't get him prosecuted because no one will testify testify against him because they believe the lady that was murdered deserved it. That's how horrible of a person she was. So the filming style that they've gone with is really interesting because they've actually interspersed interviews with the townspeople, and some of them are the actual townspeople from this real life town.
So this is based on a true story?
It is based on a true story, and to be honest, when we first viewed the trailer, when we were considering it, it said it was based on a true story, but it had this very funny way of projecting that. So we thought they were joking. Because in Hollywood, you can pretty much put the based on a true story tag on anything without too much fact checking. So we thought they were just joking. That's how crazy this trailer looks. And it wasn't until we had already announced the film, sold tickets, had the website up, that we realized it was actually a true story. We started researching interviews with the actual family members involved who had indicated the movie was bang on what happened in real life. The woman that was murdered was absolutely that horrible, if not more horrible. They felt the film actually portrayed her a little nicer than she was in real life.
And it also stars Jack Black and Matthew McConaughey.
Jack Black in a fantastic role, actually not typical of a Jack Black role. And Matthew McConaughey, who you may not even recognize when he first comes on the screen. Matthew McConaughey actually plays the lawyer that tries to prosecute Bernie without much success.
It sounds like a good debut film for the Canmore Movie Theater.
I know, we're so excited.
Tickets are still available for the 9:15 screening?
Tickets are still available for the 9:15 screening. And then our next screenings are scheduled at this point, August 2nd and August 16th. And then we'll see where it goes from there. So we've committed to doing three to get a sense of what the audience response is and whether or not people have the same vision that we do. But basically, we've built it. If they keep coming, we will keep doing it.
For people who want to support the Canmore Movie Theater, you're online, you're on Facebook, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Website, canmoremovies.ca, and you can link to our Facebook page as well, which is actually Canmore Movie Theater. And we've been having a lot of fun with our fans. We've been giving away free stuff on the Facebook page and engaging. People have been suggesting films. They've been suggesting, why don't we have Lord of the Rings night, which is going to be an epic evening of... It'll be a late one.
That'll be a long night, yeah.
Well, we may have to serve coffee at that event. But we've had great engagement from the audience so far.
The debut screening of Bernie at the Canmore Movie Theater tonight, 7 p.m. show sold out, 9:15, still tickets available. And hopefully this is the first of many great shows to come at the Solera Resort Aurora Theater. Charlotte, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks so much.